Alaskan women are known for strength, an adventurous spirit, and pioneering leadership. This year's inductees for the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame include Jane Anvik for achievements in community development and collaboration. Past Hall of Fame inductee Karen Hunt introduces us to Jane and tells us more about her accomplishments.
Jane has been committed to improve the understanding between urban and rural Alaska for decades. She is grateful and appreciative to the patient Native people who taught her about their culture and their subsistence practices. Jane has been and continues to be an articulate spokesperson for how our diversity in Alaska strengthens our Alaska. Jane Anvik.
I am very humbled to be here because the women who are in the Women's Hall of Fame are my heroes. So to be among them is an unbelievable honor, and I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for a wide variety of experiences, not the least of which was I came from a really happy, joyful home. And what that gave me was the opportunity to be secure, to be well-educated, to not worry about where my next meal was coming from. And above all, my parents taught me to be curious, and they kept pushing all the kids in my family, I'm one of five, to know their own mind and to be able to articulate why you believe something. So the notion of having values as the basis for what you're doing, I learned at my dining room table at my home. That is a skill and an opportunity that we wish to have for every kid in this community and in this state. When I was a kid, I got hired, first of all, by wonderful people who took a risk. Jack Roderick took a risk on hiring me to work for the Greater Anchorage Area Borough before unification. Susan Ruddy took a risk on being a friend of the new girl who was working down in the planning department. I also had the chance to work for a Native organization, the Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Alaska Native Foundation. That's really where my education about Alaska started. I had the opportunity to be in villages in the 1970s across the state, and I learned from little old Yupik ladies drinking tea in their kitchens about what it's like to be living on your homeland. I also had the opportunity to learn about Alaska resources, and I learned from many people. I learned from wonderful people in public life. Again, when I was way too young to be doing it, I ran for the Charter Commission and had the opportunity to help create the Municipality of Anchorage. But again, the point of that was Arlis Sturgiluski was my teacher. Frank Reed was my teacher. These were the people who created this idea of how we create the structure of the government. I also had the opportunity to serve on the assembly, and again, Lydia Selkrig was my teacher. These women made a big difference in my life, and I'm grateful. But most of all, I have to say thank you to Vic Fisher. We've been married for 33 years now, and he is absolutely my partner in crime. But most of all, I want to say that he has been not only important to Alaska, but he's been really important to our family, our life, and my community. If I have the ability to be able to do anything in this world, it's because this guy's been standing by my side, holding me up for a long time. Thank you very much.
That was 2014 Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee, Jane Anvik. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.